organised. Well, the Power of Three, which is a partnership between the Wellington Chamber of Commerce, Delaware Māori Business Network and the Wellington Pacifica Business Network, came together this week to hold their annual hui about furthering the successes of Māori and Pacifica business people. Paul Ritimanu is with us from the Pacifica Business Network. Paul, thank you very much for joining us on Pākehā. Kia ora and welcome.
Oh, morning, and aloha, love it. Hey, look, really appreciate you having us on.
It's great to talk with you. Look, the focus of the hui was Te Tero Ki Te Pairangi, looking to the horizon. How did that translate, Paul, into what was discussed midweek?
Yeah, look, I'll take it back just a step and just to get an understanding of how we started this Power of Three. So a couple of years ago, Wellington Pacifica Business Network started about 10 years ago. Tiawe started about 26 years ago. So the Wellington Pacifica Business Network have always looked at Tiawe as the sort of as the elder sibling, so to speak. And we always wanted to sort of emulate exactly what they had done by bringing together its businesses. So we started 10 years ago, and we've always had this close relationship with Tiawe. A lot of our members have sort of been members of both networks. About two or three years ago, there was a bit of change in leadership in the Chamber. The Chamber is obviously an organisation that's been going for about 160 years here in Wellington. So the new CEO, which is Simon Arkus, who came on board, wanted to connect with Māori in particular and obviously have a relationship with mana whenua, tangata whenua. And then from that, Pacifica sort of came on board as well. So we entered into an arrangement with Tiawe, a kawanati was signed about 18 months ago. As opposed to a memorandum of understanding. And from the Pacifica side, a covenant was signed, more of a religious connotation, which sort of fits in with the Pacifica side. So that's how it all sort of came about. On the hui that we had two or three days ago was the boards coming together, which was fantastic. Obviously, like-minded people, about 26, 27 people around the table, and just thinking about what we can do together. What does the future look like for us? What we know in business, the last three or four years have been incredibly difficult. And rather than be siloed and doing it on our own, the Māori and Pacifica way is very much just doing it together. So the fact of bringing the Chamber on board for Tiawe and for Wellington Pacifica Business Network, what it allowed us to do, though, was have these channels that we've never had before, to local government, to central government, but also to media and other entities. So, yeah, look, the talk and the corridor on Tuesday was really around, okay, well, what does it look like currently now? What does the landscape look like now? What are the quick wins that we could do, things that we can sort of work on together over the next 12, 24 months, but what's the long-term goals for our entities? And not looking too far ahead, probably just the next 5 years is what we sort of wanted to focus in on.
It's interesting. I mean, back in the day, if you had a product, you'd sell it. But nowadays, with changing environments, both politically and economically, there are many issues to consider. Ethically derived aspects of products that are being sold. For instance, maybe not such a consideration 20, 30 years ago, but the provenance of goods now is important to offshore buyers if you're marketing in that way. There's a lot more to consider in business, and professionalising the approach, I suppose, is warranted.
Yeah, very much so. Look, in the last, I mean, what we have seen is the behaviours of our customers. Behaviours of our teams, you know, working from home is all very, very different now. So if you, all these changes that have happened so quick, and technology plays a big part in that. And as I said before, you know, those changes of behaviour within our customer bases now is different. So rather than us trying to figure out what's the solution to this one, somebody else has already probably done it. So it's a case of uplift, adapt and adopt, whatever that may be. So these corridor that we'll be having with the different memberships or with the different associations will just help us fast track that. And just in Wellington here, just to sort of give a bit of context to it, in Wellington here, the Chamber of Commerce office, they moved in November into a building just down Lambton Quay here on one of our main roads just by Parliament. But what they have there is their floor sharing. And in that floor, you have Infrastructure New Zealand, Nick Leggett and his team. You have Business New Zealand, which is Kerr Cope and his team. Pacific Business Trust have moved in there. Chamber, obviously, is the main key tenant. So now you have about six different CEOs on this one floor, of which Tiawe and Wellington Pacifica Business Network have access to. So we can sort of consider what are the things that are the changes that are happening really, really quickly right here, right now that they're doing. So we're sort of getting that 160 years of experience that they've had, the 26 years that Tiawe has had, and obviously the smaller 10 years that Pacifica had is bringing it all together. Because as you know, the demographic of this population is changing very, very quickly.
Well, you're not wrong. They're absolutely the demographics changing. How willing are Māori and Pacifica businesses to align themselves with the mahi of the organisations? Are you courting them, or how do they come to your attention, or sign up and be part of the kaupapa? What's behind the sort of enlistment or recruitment drive?
Look, what we're doing at the moment is just identifying where all those Māori businesses are. I know with MB they did a report probably in the last 4 years where it sort of said there was just under 10,000 Māori businesses. What we want to do is identify where they are and how many of those are in Wellington or in our region so we can connect up. But also not necessarily just with them. You know, we're also working alongside Porirua, have a Māori business network, as does Hutt Valley, Kapiti, Daphne Luke over there in Aotaki has one. So also what you're starting to see now, there's a real coming together and the collaboration of those networks coming together as well. So it's sort of a bit of a circuit breaker, I suppose, of saying, okay, you know, the last 3 or 4 years have been really difficult. We don't want to do this on our own. We don't want to be an island. Who else can we connect up with to make to basically extend through those skill sets that our Māori and our Pacifica businesses need? And this is the solution that we've landed on, which I think is good. And it also helps us also, Dale, to help influence policy or whatever else has been done with the government of the day, whomever that may be.
We're all Polynesian people, aren't we? And our whakapapa are intertwined for Māori and Pacifica people. In business, what's the tie-up? Is this a bit of a first? I mean, I've been aware of the Pacifica Business Network and the Māori, or Te Awe, but the coming together of it seems innovative.
Yeah, look, I think it is quite new. I think there's always been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of this relationship has been there. As you mentioned, the whakapapa, a lot of our people are part Māori, part Pacifica now, and obviously part Pākehā. So there hasn't necessarily been a formalisation of this. What we've sort of done is sort of taken it to that next level to formalise it. And now what we're sort of saying is, okay, what does this look like? What are we going to do? And we want to make sure that this isn't just a piece of paper that we've signed. We've got our kaunati, we've got our covenant, and we're just going to put it on the shelf. We want to make this living, eating, breathing. How are we doing that? We're doing events together where we have pre-budget breakfasts where we have between 300 and 400 people come along to hear whatever the new initiatives are going to look like. We have our awards that we do in October. This year we're going to be doing it at Whipitia Marae. So again, we're taking it out of where you'd normally do it in an event centre, we're bringing it into a marae. So what we want to do here is normalise that Māori and that Pacifica way of doing things.
So this is happening in Wellington. Any overtures about how it might roll out into other centres?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. And with the Pacifica Business Trust, have been doing quite a bit of work, and they've sort of, as I sort of alluded to, they've moved into that office with the Chamber here. They're doing it in Otago. Lloyd Mueller down there, who's on the board of Pacifica Business Trust, has actually got some staff moving into the Chamber down there. Simon Bridges, we're doing it in Auckland, where we're going to be doing a bit of sharing, office sharing space, as well as in Christchurch. So I think what you will see is there's going to be a bit of reaching out there. The Māori business networks in those particular cities have actually already been quite successful, but it's a case of us reaching out to seeing if they want to follow this model. Some might, and it might work for some, and it might not necessarily work for all. So, look, we're happy to share the way it's working for us and wanting to advocate and come together.